Are You Okay Day today. We're going to keep it down there for the second one around about 8 o'clock as well, because it is important to ask those questions.
I think, yeah, it's great to highlighting the day. Should be asked every day.
Yeah.
Or days that you think you should be asking that question of your friends too.
That's right. We've got a friend at Mackay State High. She is the guidance counsellor for the school, Cicely Byra. Hello. Are you okay?
Good morning. Yeah, I'm doing great this morning.
Good to hear. Now, why was Mackay State High so passionate about getting behind Are You Okay Day?
Yeah, you know, we celebrate most awareness days at the school, and like any other, same like you, Jay, Are You Okay should be asked every day. So I guess on this National Day of Action, we are encouraging students and trying to teach them the skills on what to do.
Now, when it comes to teaching those the students what to do and what type of things to ask and what to look for, what are some of the signs?
Yeah, cool. So definitely we want students to encourage themselves to ask their friends, Are You Okay? And then give them skills to listen. So it's important to listen. And then after that is to encourage them to seek help. So knowing the right people to talk to, making sure they've got, you know, adults in their lives that can send them to the professionals that they need.
You know, you and I have worked together in musicals and productions before, Cicely, before, and, you know, we're in the same age group. I think, and Dave's around the same age. Actually, no, Dave's probably about 30 years older than us. But, but when we were younger, we didn't have these kind of days to start the conversation talking. I think that's important to get to those students now that, you know, when they're younger, that way they've got those skills moving forward.
Yeah, without a doubt. And, you know, I say to students all the time, because they ask me what's different, and I go, social media. We were at a time where there was zero mobile phones at school, until I had a brick pocket in my back my butt when I was 19. But you know,
Motorola D160, greatest phone ever existed, by the way.
I think I had a Nokia N152.
Jeez, the ones we had around, we
had a piece of string in a can. That's what Dave was.
Or the CD, this old CDMA. Definitely. You're right. We didn't ask those questions, and it probably was a bit of a taboo that wasn't spoken about, I think. Whereas we definitely want students and our teachers to feel comfortable asking those questions and checking in on their friends and noticing signs that their friends are changing, withdrawing from their friendship group and things like that.
Absolutely. Beautiful. Important signs to remember there too for Are You Okay Day. So you guys are having a barbecue to get that conversation going this morning.
Yeah, mate. So this morning we've got yellow breakfast. I'm looking out the window at my handsome husband. He's our king barbecue man. So we're planning on making over 1,000 yellow pancakes this morning. So all of our staff and students are invited. All our staff get a coffee. And then at our first break, we have a 50-minute break. So we've got a heap of activities where students come and make some things and start a conversation with our support services team.
How good is that?
That's awesome. Look, all the details we'll put up on the Facebook page and the website. Cicely, congratulations, by the way, on making the grand final last weekend with the Magpies Girls Tour.
Thanks. Yeah, thanks.
Not the result, but yeah.
Thank you very much, guys.
Great to chat to you this morning, and great to see schools and businesses, workplaces also doing the same thing on this Are You Okay Day this morning.